I sincerely viewed it as my fiduciary responsibility to fix the problems on my watch, especially as it concerned my own actions. Unfortunately, it is now clear that the last step I must take to fix these problems is to resign as Attorney General, effective immediately. It is my belief that this will preserve the great work being done by the Office of Attorney General. We must continue to make effective use of Ohio's law enforcement, consumer protection, and bank regulatory machinery to aggressively take on predatory lenders and their co-conspirators who have decimated the neighborhoods of our state. We must continue to bring environmental and consumer protection cases in this state to make sure that the quality of life is second to none here in Ohio and that law-abiding businesses are protected. And we must continue to make nonprofit healthcare institutions more accountable and healthcare more accessible to uninsured Ohioans. And we must continue to save the state money in the Office of Attorney General by maintaining an objective and non-political process for assigning legal work both inside and outside the office. It has been my priority over the past few weeks to try to restore those priorities to the forefront of the office's work. And the vast majority of the 1,400 employees of the Attorney General's office have been doing outstanding, nationally recognized work. I thank them for the incredible service over the past 17 months. They deserve both to be recognized and to continue their work without the distractions that the political situation that I find myself in has caused them. It is now clear to me that the only way to protect these priorities for the Office of Attorney General and for the people of Ohio is to remove myself from the situation. It is now my highest priority to focus on my family. And I want to thank my daughter Mia for being here with me today. And I'm anxious to get home to my wife, my son Charlie, my daughter Jessie. Unfortunately, she's on her class trip to Washington, so I won't get to see her until Friday. But I want to thank the people of Ohio for giving me the opportunity to serve in this great office.